Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
People are loving the banner on our website, Chemda.
Oh, I love it. We didn't make it, so we're allowed to love it openly.
Josh of Mushface Comics put that together.
Best comics ever.
He goes, hey, you're talking about changing your banner on the website? Make it related to the dad emails? How about this? You'll never use it. I said, let's do it. You click on it now, it goes to my autobiography, The Great American Novel, instant 20% discount, audiobook for your Kindle, all e-readers, and of course the physical copy that I can sign for you. But what an exciting thing these emails are and people rediscovering my autobiography.
And going back now to read or listen to your autobiography is different than when you first put it out.
Yeah.
Because we know how much more psychotic, like you start with your dad IMing you and emailing you and you have it verbatim and we're like, oh, silly old man. But now we have all this information. I think I'm going to reread your book because there's like an extra twisted mind in there now.
I've been told that it's like The Sixth Sense, watching it for the second time.
Yes. Yes. Can you sleep at night with me being so excited about this?
Right? KeithandTheGirl.com/dad leads to all the emails that we're talking about if you're confused. This is Maya, and she says, my professor used the word fornication in class today.
Ooh, those are the biggest perverts.
That's how my pervert dad talks about sex, fornication. This man is as old as Keith's dad, 80, which gave me the unpleasant image of what Father Malley looked like when he wrote the uneven oxen letter.
Whatever it is that you're picturing, you're correct.
And I'm in Pennsylvania.
Oh!
What is with the old people in this state? Well, if you go to keithandthegirl.com/dad, that of course leads to those emails, but also there's pictures and you can see what my dad looks like, what he looked like young on his shows, what he looks like now.
The piece of newspaper that had a clipping about his show and his quotes from there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sick shit. Every time you say it, I'm like, yeah, Keith's dad's crazy. And then you elaborate and I'm like, yeah, dude. Keith's dad's crazy.
I do mentalist shows, and I like to let people think they know what they're doing with their brain, but I manipulate it against them. And I'm like, oh, okay, fun show. 8 o'clock? I'll bring my spouse.
And every time you do his voice, I remember before I met him, you know, you did his voice, and I'm like, all right, everyone exaggerates their parents' voice, their parents', you know, rules and things like that. But, oh, this was so right on. I feel nauseous.
Yeah. Well, you know what? What does he look like? He looks like Martin Sheen nowadays, or William Shatner nowadays. It's this old, white, bulbous look.
Who's the rich guy in The Simpsons?
Mr. Burns.
Like, if you Mr. Burns Keith's face,
okay,
that's what your dad looks like.
Well, this person says, well, looks like I found your dad's twin. Not sure how I'm going to take this guy seriously now. KeithandTheGirl.com/dad. And in our store, of course, the book is 20% off.
Actually, it helps when people use the word fornication because it's like, oh, I could stop listening.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks for the clue.
Get out. Oh, yeah. Please give me sex advice and keep calling it fornication.
Today's guest joining us, a finalist on the Carolines on Broadway March Madness contest.
Oh, yes.
He's been touring.
Okay.
But let's see if we surprise him.
What else you got? If he consents to all of his.
Yeah. These awful credits. Go.
Are you excited about this? Mm-hmm. You toured with Jim Brewer.
I have.
Okay. I'm going to give you three truths and a lie. Brian McKenna. How you doing, Brian?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having me again.
Brian has been living with his girlfriend. Listen to this.
Yes.
For a year now, correct? A little over a year?
No, we moved in together in... Yeah. Yes, over a year. You're right.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. How do you know more than me?
That's weird. She's writing it.
Yeah. Is that because you slept with your old roommate and needed to leave very quickly?
Yeah. If you want to get into it, yes. That's okay. Exactly.
Let's get into something else. How do you comb your hair in the morning?
Well, it starts off with this swoop thing, and then I blow dry for 10 minutes.
You did what they say, right? They say, don't shit where you eat.
Yeah,
not to be gross.
And I did that.
Did you know better? Like, I don't love her enough that I'm going to change the whole dynamic in this house? Or are you thinking, hey, let's see, this could be a relationship?
No, I never once thought it was going to be a relationship.
Okay.
Like, never once.
Did you guys just hooked up by accident?
I wouldn't. Yeah, I'm like, see, here's the thing. I'm really good friends with her cousin. Like, really close.
I don't know if you know, but cousins don't count.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Perfect. Yeah. Uh-huh. But I was really good friends with her cousin. Like, that's how I found the apartment, was through my friend. So it's like, oh, okay. So probably she's like, oh, and I saw this girl at multiple things.
That we can call her woman now that you fucked her, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, we can call her woman. I saw this woman who, you know, I saw her at, you know, my friend had a baby. She was at the, you know, like the baby showers and all that stuff. I saw her for all those things. And we never once had a conversation. And we moved in together. And I was like, oh, this will be fine. Because like, we never talked. There was no attraction or anything.
And there was
like
a third roommate also.
Yeah, that she was just a random person. Yeah. She wasn't, there was no connection to the situation or the sex. And
how long did it take from you living together to having sex? A weekend?
No, I went, one season. I don't remember. I would say 4.5 months.
Okay.
It was like 4.5 months. And then it was like, we had sex and it was like,
ugh. Do you need a talk? Like, is there a talk the next day? Hey, I'm good. You good? We're good.
I was so scared. I left. I slept with her, literally got in the car the next morning. Like, first of all, we slept with her. I went back to my bedroom.
Okay.
Like I left the, she was right. Like, stay sleeping. I'm like, I have to go to my, I have to,
I have retreat. An early morning.
I have to retreat. I'm like, I got to get out of this situation. I literally woke up at like 7 a.m, threw clothes on, got in my car and just drove out to Long Island. Cause I was like, I don't know.
What happens in Long Island?
That's where I'm from. It was just like, go to home base.
Oh boy.
You know, think about things.
So you're moving in with your parents?
No, my mother is not even there anymore. So no, what? I was just moving. I was just going back to go talk to any of my friends.
You just went to the beach to see if someone was there to talk to.
Yeah, anyone. I was like, yeah. Is there an old guy walking around with the, you know, with the fucking metal detectors, anything.
She went into your room the next day. You know that. So would she have, did she see you took extra clothes? You're being weird.
I'm not sure. If she did, she never said anything to me. But she did text me like, hey, where are you? At like 10 in the morning. I was like, oh, I had to run to Long Island. I'll be back later.
And when was later?
I got back that night at like 8 p.m.
Was she around?
Yes.
And?
But the other roommate was there too. So like,
you're
didn't,
such a pussy.
Yeah, I was such, you have no idea. I was such a pussy. You have no
holy
idea.
Why,
is it understood because you have sex, you now have to answer when you'll be home? Who cares?
No, because they had sex and they have to live with each other. He might not have
to. I
got
to see her in the kitchen, in the bathroom like, the next day. Like, we had to have conversations, like just passing by conversations.
He's not even scared of conversations. He's scared to look her in the eye without someone else in the room.
I know, yeah. But it's just funny. When are you going to be back?
Kinda. That did happen the next day. She was like, right. When are you gonna be back? And I was like, hey,
yeah. Let's not portray this woman as crazy just because this guy fucking ran away.
No, I think she's right to ask where I was the next one. I was literally gone. Like I was
remember
gone.
When you were in my pussy 5 hours ago? Just wondering where your dick is now. Not that I own it or anything, but we might have to look in
each
other's
curious
eyes.
On where, yeah. I mean, look, I had to pay her rent like 3 days after that, so I was gonna have to talk to her within the next 3 days. So
what happened? You came in, it's 8 o'clock,
the other roommate was there. I just said hey, how you guys doing? Literally went into my bedroom. I don't think I came back out. Like, I think I just fucking stayed in there. I was just like, I'm not talking about this. I'm gonna try to avoid for as long as
what
I possibly
could happen
can.
What are you afraid of?
I don't know. Well, here's what I was afraid. I knew it was a bad idea because now I knew the situation. My living situation had changed, which used to be like, you know, I like a quiet, I just want to be left alone.
Looking back, was the sex hot because you're telling yourself you shouldn't be doing this?
Maybe.
Like, this is going to cause problems.
I mean, I wasn't thinking that, but but yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess looking back, like it was I should have known better. Like everyone had told me, they were like, don't.
Whatever, you knew better. That's not even the point.
Yeah.
What were you afraid of?
I don't know. I was just afraid of. I knew it could get bad. And I knew it could get bad fast. And I knew I had at least.
So you knew it could get good if you go in your room.
Yeah. Well, going in the room was just closing. It's closing off. Whatever. So I'm just like, just it didn't. I don't have.
Is
to
Is there
deal
a lot of
it.
Sand in your room so you
I
could
wish.
Stick your head in it?
I wish. I fucking wish there was. If there was, I would have used it.
So when did you come out? After coast clear at 1 a.m.?
So they.
You're eating they finally.
People are sliding food under the door, right. Fucking, so I didn't have to leave. It was thankfully, so I didn't come out that night. The next day, they all, you know, they,
I didn't
they were
come
teachers.
Out that
no,
night.
I didn't come out. I did not. I hid in that fucking room, locked the door. I was just like, nah, I'm just sitting in here. Like, why? And I don't. Who knows what I watched? I think they still are. They're both teachers, so they were gone the next morning, 7 a.m. So it was like I didn't really have to deal with them again until
a free day.
Yeah, like a free day.
Okay.
Like a free day. So it's like 3 p.m. and I think I had shows that night. I avoided it for like 3 or 4 days. Like,
this fucking cunt rat.
I know. I'm aware of how bad it was. It was like probably 3 days.
This is in an apartment building, obviously, right?
No, it was like a it's not an apartment building. It was like, it wasn't like this. It was like,
I'm wondering if
it's like a duplex, you know what I mean? Like it was like two family homes, like a two family home. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it was like.
Would you hear the other home coming home and you'd have to quickly run to your room and be like, oh, false alarm?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
You're not picking up the mailman. Yeah,
no. I was like, I'm not getting the mail. I had shows that night. I think I left. I knew that they'd probably get home around 3:30.
Did she text you during that time?
No.
See, so, she's not crazy. She knows you're just a fucking idiot.
Yeah. She knew. Yeah. It was clear. And then I want to say it was probably Wednesday. That was probably like Saturday night we hooked up, and it was probably fucking Wednesday by the next time.
Why? How did she corner you this bitch?
She didn't corner me.
She was done. She was like,
you're a loser.
I was climbing out my window. She was watering the plants. Terrible timing.
It was just awful. Yeah. I eventually ran into her in the kitchen, as I knew it was eventually going to happen. It was either that or the bathroom, or we were going to fucking cross paths.
And then what do you say? Sup?
That's exactly what I said.
How you been?
I said, hey.
It's been a bit, right?
I was like, hey.
Where have you been?
I've been here. I don't know. It's like, I've been home. I don't know where you've been.
Life is crazy.
I think it was, it was like, well, we could talk on that Wednesday.
You're grabbing all the sandwich stuff to make a Dagwood sandwich in the back room. In your room, right?
Two pieces of bread, fucking
just
salami.
Just for the record, how old are you?
This is over a year ago, right?
This is 2 years. I was 29. I'm 31
okay.
now.
Okay. So.
I was 29.
Give you that you were in your 20s.
Yeah, but that's it, though. Don't give me any more than that.
That's a big gimme.
Yeah, don't give me any more than that.
I'm glad that you agree.
Yeah, no, don't give me any more. Both my sisters were like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, you're being stupid. Like,
so you talked to your sister and not her.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know who to talk. I was talking to anyone.
Oh, you didn't
besides
know who
her.
To talk to?
No, I knew who to talk to, but I was trying to avoid that.
Okay.
I was just afraid that she was going to want a relationship, and I knew that I didn't want one.
Well, you made sure she didn't want one with you.
No, she did. That's the crazy part.
Women, we need to level up. Guy's a fucking asshole.
Yes. And here's the thing.
Let me talk to her. Give me her number. No, let's call her now.
Oh, God, please no.
So what'd she say to you in the kitchen?
I'm just waiting for her to pop out of the other door right now. You're like, by the way, she's here.
What's she say in the kitchen? Hey, weirdo.
No, she was just like, what's up? Like, she's smart. What's new? Anything going on? She is smart enough to, I would assume that this isn't the case, but she's smart enough to know what I was doing. Like, I was just avoiding.
Is she that smart?
Oh, she was smart enough. Yeah.
She's a brain surgeon.
She's a teacher.
Yeah, she's a teacher. She's got to be smart enough. She passed a few tests.
Yeah, she's got little kids lying to her all day.
Yeah, all day. She knows. Exactly. She knows something was up. So, like, she played it very like, oh, hey, what's up? Like, she knew, oh, like, what's going on? Like, nothing.
I'm cash.
Like, nothing had kind of happened. Right. And then she was like,
maybe because nothing happened. You ever worry about that?
I mean, I worry about it every time.
So how does she say to you, let's have a relationship?
Can we talk?
She goes, we can't keep doing this or it's not going to work. You got to say hi to me.
You got to say hi when you're, or at least ask me, you know, when I'm knocking the door in the bathroom.
He thought running into her in the kitchen means they just started a relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I was like, it's coming.
So what did she say?
To be honest, I'm going to paraphrase because I don't remember exactly, but it was something along the lines of like, wow, that was a crazy Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I was just kind of like, yeah, and like went back to making the sandwich, like nothing, you know, and then she was kind of like, well, do you want to continue this? And I was like, well, look, I said like out like openly, I definitely don't want like a relationship. Like, just because my life is crazy and stuff.
Is that why?
Your life is so crazy.
Yeah, I mean, at the time.
Go ahead.
At the time. But here's.
No, go ahead. I'll wait. How crazy was this life?
No, it was just crazy because I just moved.
Crazy. So you got to settle in.
I got to settle in.
Okay.
When I was 4 months, you'd think I'd be settled by then.
But I'm in my house and I go, I put the games over here. And it changes everything. So for 4 months, you're doing that. Finally, you feel
settled. It was probably 6 months before I figured that out.
So it's lots going on. Yeah. What else? What else is so crazy about your life?
Well, I was on the road a lot.
Right.
So being on the road a lot is hard to hold a relationship. That's a fact. I like that she's almost dying. Right.
I had to go to work. So.
Yeah, which is a pain. I think it's hard as
There's no way to be in touch when you're on the road.
I know. I act like I'm in the 1940s where it's like, I can't communicate for the next week. Not like we have fucking cell phones that you could see
Here's
the person.
Here's my overseas number.
So you say, I can't have this relationship.
That was all the excuses that I gave, right? But honestly, looking back on it, like really thinking about it, it was probably just because I didn't like her that much. You know what I mean?
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. I feel like I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
Because I figured that out.
Yeah, you figured it out within the first minute.
Yeah.
But in the moment.
I liked you too much.
In the moment, I'm not. It's weird because like I guess it never really crossed my mind.
Right.
Or maybe I didn't want to be like, I guess it would be mean, but I guess the way I was acting was probably already
probably
mean. So, you know,
I mean, if you had to,
if you had to write it down. Yeah. So I guess it was clearly not the right way to go about it.
Right. Right. So how long before you leave for good? Do you leave for good or you guys?
Yeah. I let,
or she comes in the living room for a couple of days and you're like, you probably want the TV and you run into your room.
That definitely happened at the bathroom a few times. She was like, oh, you're trying to get in the shower? I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to get in the shower.
She comes in the kitchen. You take your food. It's not done. You take it out of the microwave. You throw it in the garbage. You want the microwave?
Meanwhile, she's being so nice.
Yeah, she never asked for a relationship.
She was being nice. Yeah. No, she did, though. No. Because like from that moment, it was kind of like, she was like, well, she was very much open about like, oh, well, that's what I want. And I was kind of like, well, I'm definitely not in that. I don't feel that in that way. And then she was like, well, we can still hook up.
Okay.
And I went, fine, but that's totally on you then. Like, I don't like, I don't want any, like, I'll hook up. Like, we can hook up if you want. You know what I mean? Like, if you're whatever, if you're bored, I don't like whatever it is, but it's like,
I can't break your heart.
Yeah. Like I, and here's the thing. I didn't want to either because I am close with her family, meaning like her cousin is a good friend of mine.
That's
like,
I didn't want to.
That's a good reason. Because it all started from the cousin.
Because they're like sisters and I didn't want to be like, I was like, don't, it's a, I was trying to be
sometimes
the good person.
Sometimes it's okay. But in this case,
maybe.
So you go, look, listen, I'm into it. Just fucking around. Sure.
I feel like every guy would be into that scenario.
But you gotta understand, honey. I can't be your husband. And she's like, yeah, I know. I'm saying we fuck sometimes. Yeah, princess.
Listen. I wish I said it like this, by the way.
So do you guys fuck a couple times after?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, worth
what?
It.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
But she was into it.
She, and meaning like she wanted to hook. She wanted just to hook up. And then.
So I keep visiting Long Island and the gas.
Yeah. I keep driving out to Long Island on Sundays after this would fucking happen.
He comes. He says, fuck. He gets in his car. Drives away.
Honestly, it probably lasted like maybe 4 more times. We probably hooked up after that.
Okay.
And I was very open. I don't want a relationship. I don't want. And then, but probably like a.
When were you? When do you have time to be more open?
What do you mean?
Like,
I'd slid a note under her door.
You know what I mean? Like, after every time you have sex, you're like, but this isn't real.
No, I will. Again, that would make more sense. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, but like, it was like, I never, it was, she understood, she go, okay, no problem. Like, literally, that was the exact word. Like, no, all right, no big deal. Like,
so how would you keep reiterating that?
I didn't. I never, you didn't. I didn't talk about it after that one time that we had the conversation. I was like, I'm, you know what I mean? Like, I, laid down the ground rules. She agreed to like whatever. If she wanted to do it, that's cool. If not,
okay.
Like, I get it. And then she was like, no, it's fine. Like, that's kind of what I want to do too. And I said, okay, cool. Then we're both on the same page. And then I want to say it was like a month. Mm-hmm. Like a month went by.
And then what happened?
And then, no, like we hooked. And then she was like, you know, I kind of want more. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well now I'm in a situation where I specifically said I didn't want more. So like, I was like, well, I don't want that. I don't feel that way. Okay. And then it turned into this like, no, you're using me. And I went, no. Like, you were into the idea a month ago. Now you're not into the idea.
This is why you made me hide. I was hiding.
Don't make me hide.
Yeah, I didn't want to hide in my bedroom. I really didn't. But it was kind of what ended up happening. I was very open and honest about what I wanted, what I felt was right. I guess not right. But
how was it hooking up? You would like come home late.
Yeah.
And then what? She's on a teacher schedule. She's up?
She'd be up. Like, I wouldn't get home till like probably by midnight, but she would sometimes text me, was that you that just came in? And I'd be like, yeah. And she'd be like, do you want to come in my bed? Like, she'd be like, do you want to come over? And I'm like, okay. Like, it was weird because it was like, she'd be like, you want to come over? But it was like across the hall. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was like across the hall.
It's cute.
Yeah. So like, she was like, but that again, that only happened. It was legit four times in that next like month and a half, whatever it was. And then. That was when she hit the I want a relationship.
Well, how did she take it after? Like, what?
When I said I didn't want that,
yeah,
it was not good. Like, not good.
What's that mean?
Like, she started
boiling bunnies?
No. She didn't start boiling bunnies, but she was like very, she would do things around the house. Like, okay, for example, she threw out, like, I just bought food like a day before, and she took a lot of my food and threw it out.
Huh.
And I was kind of like, what? why'd you throw? She goes, oh, it was there for a while. And I'm like, well, no, I just bought it yesterday. Mm-hmm. There's no fucking way it was there for a while. So then it turned into this, like, she started, the accusations that started flying my way were like, you used me, you said from the beginning. And I'm like, I didn't say any of that. Like now, because that's where it got weird, because I go, I really didn't say any of this. So right. Now I feel like my hand, I'm like, you're making me go on the defense.
When did she say that? After the four times you hooked up?
Probably the last time we hooked up was when she was kind of like, I'm feeling more, I want more. Mm-hmm. And now I'm in a situation where I signed a lease that has to be out, and now I'm only 6 months into the lease, and now I'm like, well, now what the fuck am I gonna do?
Okay,
because so now I'm living with a girl who hates me, right? So now I'm like, well, you hate me after all I said was I didn't want a relationship, which I told you from the jump I didn't. Mm-hmm. So now I'm here, and now I don't know what to do. And then the other roommate never knew.
Like that's how good you guys were.
That's how sneaky I was. I fucking tiptoe around. The other girl never knew, or as far as I know, never knew. She probably knows now, I would assume. But I it was a really tough living situation for about 5 months. Because then even something.
So you waited it out.
Well, here's what happened. So that situation happens. She doesn't like me. You know what I mean?
Right.
She's not happy with me, and I was kind of like, whatever, I'm not dating anyone, so it really doesn't matter. I was like, I'll just ride this out, and then I'll move out when the lease is up. And of course, I met a girl, woman.
This one's a woman.
All right. I literally fell in love, like, very fell for this girl so quickly.
That you understood how your roommate felt.
I guess, but the roommate never really showed anything until that moment. She was like, I want more. She was always kind of like, oh yeah, everything's cool, everything was casual, until all of a sudden it wasn't. Mm-hmm. And that's where I got a little like angry about it, because I was kind of like, you acted as if everything was cool and everything's cool, and now right. All of a sudden you wanted this, I didn't, and now I'm the bad guy.
Okay, so now it's a couple months since then, you're in love.
It's like 2 months, I meet a girl, now I'm in an even crazier situation, because now I can't bring the new girl over to my house, because mm-hmm. I have a girl who I hooked up with, who I live with, and I still have five. So now it was like this weird balancing act.
Do you explain that? Or do you have to be weird about why you can't go?
Yeah, I was weird about it. Like, because when you start dating someone, you're not sure if it's going to last or like how it's going to go. Sure. So I felt something instantaneously. She now tells me she didn't. She was kind of like, no, I had to.
Mind changed?
I guess, yeah.
That's so weird.
I guess.
Was it four fucks in that her mind changed?
No, probably more. Oh. I probably had to beg her.
Why did it have to change? That's bizarre.
But
you already said.
What do you said? What? I with her, with the new girl, it was very, it felt very natural. Everything started. The only time that was weird was like our first real kind of like outing. We went out somewhere, then she wanted to come back, and I was kind of like, yeah, I can't, like, I
can't communicate.
I can't really, you can't really come over right now, because I had not talked to the other girl really in like probably a month. We were living together, didn't speak.
Did that bother her?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I guess, look, when someone doesn't talk to me, even if I don't like that person, it's still, it bothers me.
No, I mean, did it bother your new girlfriend that you lived with somebody?
Wait, did he even say it? He didn't say it yet.
Yeah. So what happened was, then when I went back to the old roommate.
No, wait. When she said, "Let me go back to your place," because you had been dating. What did you say?
I kind of said, like, I didn't say exactly. I just said, "Look, I have to like clear it with my roommates. It's a whole thing." I said, "I'll explain like later.
When I feel like not lying."
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I was like, I don't want to lie to her. So I'm like, let me go clear everything up first. And again, it was weird. And I'm surprised that she tells me now that she was like, I was going to break up with you. Like, I was right on the cusp of like breaking up with you. And then she goes, she never really gave me a reason. She just didn't. I don't know. You would have to
Why
ask
was
her.
She not into you in the beginning? What did she
No,
say?
I think she was, but I think she was also seeing somebody else kind of casually too. So I think she was kind of like, because I know she was seeing someone when we met. So it was kind of like this weird, she like wasn't sure almost like what to do. Okay. That was what I gathered from the conversation. She wasn't sure like what to do. So it's not that she wasn't into me. I think it was more like, I'm kind of seeing this guy. I told this guy I didn't want to be in a relationship. And now like I'm kind of hedging towards maybe being getting into a relationship with this guy. Like, how is it going to make this person feel? And So I went back to the roommate, was just like, look, I'm seeing this other girl, and she fucking flipped out. She
what
was like,
mean?
You better not bring her over here. I'm going to fucking, she goes, I'm going to take all your shit. Like, I forgot exactly. She said something about my shit. Like, she didn't say like, I think she said she was going to throw it out, but I was kind of like, what? Like, it didn't make any sense. Cause I'm like, what are you going to throw at my TV? Like, what are you like? You're going to put the TV in the garbage? Like, she very much got very angry about it. And she's like, I thought you'd have more respect for me. And I go, well, it's not a respect thing. I go, it's more of like, I told you I didn't want anything. Now I like somebody. I mean, I get it. Like, from her perspective, I get it. It's a guy that you were into is now bringing someone over, and now you got to watch it. I get it. Like, it's a shitty situation for everyone involved. But I get why she was upset and why she wouldn't want somebody there. So then,
and this is 1 month to the end of your lease.
This is 3 months to the end of the lease. This is 3 months. So then I went back to the girl I now am with and liked at the time, and I just explained the situation. I go, look, I'm gonna be out. I can leave, actually. I think it was 3 months left. I can leave in 2 months. Because mm-hmm. I was just like, the guy will keep my security deposit and I'll just keep the, whatever it was, $900 or $1,000, keep it. And I'll just go to another place. So that's it, basically what I ended up doing is that, the girl that I'm with now, to her credit, one of the reasons why, like, she's very understanding to, like, she was very understanding to the situation. Like, she was like, I understand that you did this thing before you knew me. And like the situation, like she understood the situation I got into. And I was like, well, it was because at first I think she was annoyed. Like looking back, like I think she was annoyed with just, she couldn't really come over my place.
Do you live with her now?
Yes.
Because we can't be trusted.
Probably. No. I can absolutely be trusted. I'm right. I've never cheated on a girl. I always try to do the right thing. And I always ask women's perspective, meaning like my sisters or my friend, you know, Nicole. Like, there's always people I go to, my mother. I always go, what can I do to make it right? I never wanted what happened with her to actually happen. I don't want her to hate me.
Are you still friends with a cousin?
Yes, I am.
Everybody wants to know.
I am, yeah. I am still friends with her cousin. Very good friends with her.
Did you move out of this space and in with your girlfriend right away?
No. So I moved out and just moved into a different apartment in the city. Just to like almost, it was almost just like a stop off. Like I kind of knew it was going to be only for like 6 months or a year. That was going to be in this new place.
Your current girlfriend, what would she say your biggest problem is that she has a problem with?
With this situation?
No, just in general.
Or just in general. Yeah. She'd probably say my biggest problem is my schedule. I'm very regimented. Like I like to get up early, go to the gym, take care of the dog, go to the gym.
Where do you guys obviously share a bedroom.
Yeah.
Where do you go to hide?
the bathroom. The bathroom is still a good place.
Are you good at fighting?
No, I suck.
What do you do when you fight?
I argue. Like, I'll argue my point, but almost every time, almost every time I'm arguing, I hear myself sometimes and I'm like, oh, you said, like, this isn't, you're never going to win. This is dumb. What you're saying is totally stupid.
And then as you're hearing that, what do?
I usually just end up going, yeah, you're right. I should, whatever the situation is. She's usually right on. She knows me so well. She's right on point to like why I'm wrong about something. And she just knows me so well that I'm like, yeah, you're right. But even then, like, even though I know that, I'll still try to argue. Mm. I'm like, no, but you didn't see when I did the, and she'll go, no, like you're an idiot. Like, listen to me.
What's the most petty fight you have? Like for Keith with his wife, it was, she didn't close the cabinet doors. And it felt petty, but it was like a big deal. I have this, that Xerxes slams the door. And I'm like, please stop slamming the door, especially after 10. We have neighbors. Like,
yeah.
Just every time you go through a doorway, just think of me and stop fucking slamming the door.
Which door is he slamming, though? The front door?
I have a backyard.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a lot of, you know, we're going in and out because we smoke weed.
Yeah.
So he just like is talking and whatever and just kind of, it's easy to slam it because if you don't pay attention, you're slamming it. Uh-huh. So it's like, I don't know.
It's one of those heavy doors, like those.
Yeah, just when you close the door, don't.
Okay.
What's like a petty thing?
The one that we got into recently was the towels. I washed the towels with the clothes.
Okay.
Which I don't see as a problem.
But I understand that. It took me a second. I'm like, towels with everything? Fuck it.
But why is that a thing?
Yeah.
She got so mad at me.
Everything's cleaner. It's not.
I know. It, for some reason. And then I'm like, well, this is a floor towel and our body towel. And I'm like, yeah, they're both going to clean. It took me a second, but I didn't want to do extra laundry. So I was like, yeah.
That's why I do it. Yeah. I go, I don't want to do another load of laundry. Yeah. It just bothers me. And then she goes, well, it ruins the way the towels look. And I go, it's a fucking towel.
Yeah.
That we're going to clean ourselves after we get out of the show. Who cares? Yeah. What? And she's like, no, you have to clean them separately. So and it was like, it was a back and forth. Yeah, now I do. But like, I don't want to. Mm-hmm. She's away this week and I'm fucking cleaning the towels with the clothes. I don't give a shit. I'm like, no, they're going in with the clothes, honey.
I get that.
Yeah, that's what's happening. I don't care. I don't want to do the extra laundry. It's a pain in the ass.
Yep. I feel like that's one where you're both right because it's just the way you like to do it.
Yeah, it's just
so
the way.
One of you has to give in fully all the way and then just party when they're away.
Exactly. That's exactly what I do. I just fucking, she's not home. I'm like, it's going in.
Okay, so she's gone.
Yeah.
Hire a prostitute to watch you do that. Wouldn't that be fun? Like, it's not sex.
Yeah, and then I'll hide in the fucking in my bedroom when I don't want to talk to her.
Do you follow football? Was that? Do you guys have to work out a schedule now that that started?
I'm not diehard football. Like I'm a Giant fan, but I don't care. Like
this is what happens with Keith. He gives me at the beginning, and by the way, this is the last fucking year I'm doing it like this. He gives me the Steelers schedule and goes, "I won't be available," right? So then this year, I'm like, okay, I'm going to add all of it. Of course, I'm going to add these things to the shared calendar that we have and then work our show schedule recording around that.
Yeah.
But as I'm submitting it into the GCal, I'm like, why did he give me a link? He could just put this in GCal. I'm creating a football calendar for Keith, literally called Keith's football calendar and going like versus Giants. Versus, yeah. I'm like, I don't care about this.
Yeah.
Next year, you, buddy, Al-Anon, all the way.
She's so good at calendars. Is the thing, you know.
I'm gonna hide in the goddamn bathroom.
Yeah, go to your bedroom. Lock the door.
I'm good at watching football. She's good at football calendars. Mm-hmm, we both have our thing. Pittsburgh's my team. Every year, I put $100 on them winning the Super Bowl, no matter how the team's looking.
Really?
Yeah.
How are they looking? Wait, did we start? Let me check my calendar.
We're at about, I think they're 145 to 1.
So I'm going to be rich.
Yeah,
you're going to nail it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So $100 is going to be almost $1,500.
They were good, what, 2 years? They were really good 2 years ago, weren't they?
The best in the business. So Antonio Brown, an amazing wide receiver that, of course, Pittsburgh had. Well, he has an attitude. He doesn't think he's being appreciated. He leaves.
Yeah.
He quits that team. He stops by where at first?
Oakland.
Oakland Raiders.
No, I guess now they're the LA. Are they the? No, they're Oakland still.
He's there for like literally half hour. And he goes, you know what? Fuck you. Fuck the owner. Right?
He called him a cracker.
He goes, I don't want to work here anymore. Now, I know I take a pay cut of $30 million, but one thing leads to another. And now he plays for the Patriots, who already have aces on their team.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can just hope there's a bunch of ego problems.
Yeah, that's the only thing we can hope for.
Yeah, but of course, if you're a football player, you look around and you go, well, he raped someone. He killed someone. Mm-hmm. He has 5 concussions. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
These are like the best colleagues. These are the people who are always doing the touchdown things. They're the biggest fucking assholes.
Biggest.
Somebody deflated a football
team.
They won the fucking Super Bowl.
The Patriots.
I think that we understand that football players can do everything.
Yeah.
Rape, pillage, all of it.
Ray Lewis killed somebody.
Antonio Brown was still organizing this deal, I guess, didn't know what plane to take. So he wasn't at that first game where the Patriots played against the Steelers. And still, Patriots 33-3.
Ooh.
They're 4-1 to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's a pretty good chance they win again unless someone gets hurt.
I'm just hoping everybody has a big attitude. There was a time when Antonio Brown wanted to take a hot air balloon to the game, right? No exaggeration.
He wanted to show up to the
Why not? Did they do it?
In a fucking hot air balloon. That was his. He was like, I got guys. Imagine going into the office that day and he's like, guys, I got the idea. I'm going to show up in a fucking hot air balloon.
Who gives a shit? I don't understand. Do you think that's crazy? I'm going to beat someone up the day before we have to play. Probably, right? Somebody did that.
Well, he didn't show up once for a game. He goes, oh, I was in a Drake video. I'm not going to make it anymore. You know what the video was? God's plan where Drake hands out money. Antonio Brown goes around knocking the money out of people's hands. He's just an asshole in the video. My plan.
Yeah, it's crazy that he ended up with the Patriots, though. It seems like it's a little rigged.
But Keith, your team likes this kind of thing, I think, and it helps them.
When they do well, they don't do well in the very beginning. So every year I say this is good news.
Yeah. Are you a Ben Roethlisberger fan?
That fan's the wrong word. Whoever was there, I would be a fan of.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
So because he's there, I hope he wins the Super Bowl, and then the very last game, somebody breaks his knee also. Yeah. He's not a good person.
Yeah, he's not really a good person.
Well, I don't think you could be a fan of the players, or you're just co-signing their bullshit. You just have to go like, there's a lot of shit, and I'm going to close my eyes.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I'm a fan of the word Pittsburgh.
just Pittsburgh.
But if they changed, you know, if all of a sudden all the Patriots became the Steelers and vice versa, then, you know, I'm into Tom Brady, sure.
Yeah.
But this is the guys that give me, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not crazy about football. It's probably because I never played it. And I never, like, I don't have that emotional attachment.
Did you say your dad never took you?
No, I was too small. My mother, I wanted to play, and my mother said you'd be the football.
Your dad didn't watch football?
He watched like the Jets, but he didn't care. He's a bigger baseball, basketball. That stuff I watch.
Oh, so there you go.
Yeah, like I'll watch that, but I don't live and die with the team. I'm a Knicks fan, so it's hard. I usually stop watching after game three.
Keith, how did you get into football? Your dad couldn't have been a football.
I didn't get into it until later. My dad actually, you would think he would turn me off of football because he's half watching the game and then he sees any move and he goes, oh, oh, back to the paper. Yeah. Looks up, somebody got bumped. Oh!
Yeah, just screams and yells.
So fake dramatic. I don't know. I think it wasn't until I was in my 20s when I got into Pittsburgh football.
So maybe Adam is an influence.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. But now
you had to find your dads elsewhere.
Yes.
Yes. And your BFFs that were younger than you.
Right. So get ready to be rich, everybody. I'm excited.
145-1.
33-3.
That's a rough game.
Three is just a kick, right? So the kicker got it right for a second?
Yeah, and they should have went for a touchdown for what it's worth, but maybe they're like, let's just make sure we don't start with a zero.
I saw the highlights of that. Tom Brady looked like he was just throwing the ball up at points. Guys were jumping up, just catching it. Like he was just going like this down the field. Guys were jumping up, catching it, and pulling it down. It was like
somebody came behind him, busted his arm, right? As he goes to, not busted, but, you know,
hit him.
Kicks the, you know, karate chops his arm. The ball like out of his hand. Guy's there.
Just grabbed it, fucking ran. It's like,
I got it. It's insult to injury. It's... You know, like they should have unplugged the computer.
Were they playing keep away? Like, you can't get.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that the ball. Bleh, bleh, bleh. Totally understood that.
Yeah, you get football. All right. Well, I have a sleep.
I'm one of the guys, gals.
I have a Sleep Number bed that helps me get over it quickly. Sleep Number beds, by the way, they work with the NFL. So when you're like, these guys get all beat up, broken bones, broken heads. How do they fall asleep? They have a Sleep Number bed. They can adjust the firmness and softness of the bed on a whim. So they go like, my brain's rattling around. Oh, that's better. And that's the bed I have. So if it works for these marshmallow heads, it's going to work for you. I'll tell you that. Football. You know, I slipped in the shower the other day. I can relate. I don't get the great cortisone those guys get, but still, at the same time, I can relate. It's the 100th year of the NFL. More than 1,800 NFL players are now sleeping on Sleep Number beds, and they're staying alive. How excited are you for the season? Very, Sleep Number. Thanks for asking. Do I have a favorite NFL player? No. These are good questions, but I have a favorite team, and if they use this bed, I use it. Okay. All right. Experience these. So here's what I do. I guess when I got hurt, I wanted a softer mattress. Mm-hmm. So I can adjust it right on the app. It's an app. I go, and then I go, that feels nice. Mm-hmm. And then as I get better, maybe I want it more firm. And done. More firm. These football players, they're human mush. But they get a good night's sleep. And that's what I'm talking about. Oh, my arm's up my asshole. Don't worry. Experience the smart, effortless comfort of the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. These beds adjust. Let's say you have a brain disease, mm-hmm. right, from a certain game you're playing.
Yeah.
And you can't think what's firmness, what's softness. Now these 360 smart beds, they adjust themselves. So if you toss or turn at night, it goes, and it fixes it.
Yeah.
You know, you have no problems. You know, I mean, you have problems.
You got problems.
You can't walk too good, but
okay. Or say full sentences, but yeah.
Yeah, there's no hiking with the kids, but you see what I'm saying. Anyway, experience the smart, effortless comfort of the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Find your competitive edge with proven quality sleep from $999. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. Yeah, they don't care. Kneel, don't kneel on it. Whatever you want to do on this bed. It's your bed. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you at sleepnumber.com/KATG. I saw here in New York City, another Elmo got arrested for grabbing ass. These costume characters we have, they're always grabbing people. And a study found that 24 people are groped in Times Square by these costume people an hour. An hour.
An hour.
Yeah. You know, they grab people for pictures, but they often grab tits and ass.
Can tickle me Elmo.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, we tickle you Elmo. You don't grab all. It's not tickle me Keith. It's tickle me Elmo. Yeah.
I don't like their attitude in general. Like the Hello Kitty one, especially, always leaves her head above her head.
Right.
And it's like, hello, my kid's going to get traumatized. Yeah.
Right.
I saw the Mario was like that one day when I was walking. He had this, the thing above. I'm like bro, what are you doing?
I used to do kids' parties. No joke. If I was wearing clown stuff and I was in public, I made sure all of it was on and that I don't act like an asshole because that's a clown in front of kids. Right.
Yeah.
You just...
And it's such a scam. It's understood. You take a picture with one, you throw them a buck or two. Now you'll see a tourist take a picture with Elmo. Mm-hmm. Iron Man jumps in there.
Yeah.
Then demands you pay him. As if they're in the same fucking universe. How would that make sense? The Iron Man's visiting Sesame Street? Yeah. I mean, I don't think so.
Why is it okay for them to be there?
I don't know.
You're supposed to have a license for that shit.
I thought they were hired by someone. They're just fucking people walking around in a costume.
There's three Elmos hired by Sesame Street to grope people.
No, I thought before the groping. I mean, before the groping.
Oh, before the groping.
I thought it was just like someone was
hiding in their room.
Yeah.
No, there's no fucking way because if they were hired by the main thing, those costumes are not good enough. They're like, even the kids' party places, if you show up, like one time, okay, so kids' parties, they have the knockoff of Elmo. Mm-hmm. So you can't order Elmo. You have to order the red tickle monster.
Yeah.
You can't order Cookie Monster because you have to order the blue, you know, puppet. Mm-hmm. So one time, who were the four
Wiggles?
The Wiggles. So the Wiggles got set up. We worked for a company where they hired the Wiggles to go to a party, and then it turns out it was the Wiggles setting people up and telling them that they can't use their name because this is trademark shit. Am I getting that wrong?
It's something like that. I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that. I only know that from, I did a comedy sketch that I did, and I had to get a Mr. Met costume, which is for
the giant baseball head.
Baseball. I couldn't get the actual costume.
No.
Couldn't find anywhere. I had to order one from China. And they sent it, but it was like obviously a knock. It said Met-O, M-E-T-O. Like it was like all fucked up. I was like, this is ridiculous. And I paid like $300 to get it too. But it was like a thing. You're right. So I guess that is true. There probably is a...
My friend got hired to do chocolate...
fountain?
No, like the thing where you put it in a mold and you give everybody like a chocolate thing that's in this specific shape. And it was
like a lollipop?
It was in the shape of an Oscar. It was supposed to be an Oscar award. And because they were having an Oscar party, these really rich people, and they wanted everyone to have like chocolate molds of an Oscar trophy, right? Award. She couldn't find the mold because you can't just make Oscar-shaped shit that's like trademarked, and it's just not done. They don't want you to take their logo, their brand, their thing, and recreate it.
It's funny trying to find where the line is. Like every NFL game, of course, they say you can't even talk about the game.
No, yeah.
Can you picture you're hanging out with your buddy like, the game the other day, a certain runner.
Allegedly.
Right.
I heard that the companies that make the fake Elmos and things like that, I heard they like randomly get, you know, shut down because they get...
The cops search them or something like that.
Yeah,
oh, that's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, right. All for Elmo. Who would have thought?
I mean, Elmo's big business.
I guess.
And you're using somebody else's creation.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's my creation. You know the blue monster? I made it red. That's my creation. Okay. Let me tell you about Brooklyn and sheets. I don't want to leave you hanging.
Yeah, please. I've been waiting.
You know, you're probably looking at this bed and like, I need sheets for it.
Yeah, of course.
Brooklyn sheets are the most comfortable sheets you will ever own. 35,000 plus 5-star reviews, more than any other online bedding company. Best of online bedding category. They were the winners in Good Housekeeping. I have the sheets.
How are they?
Best I've ever owned. Mm-hmm.
best I have ever owned. My girlfriend, she likes the fancy stuff. Loves it. Loves it. That's the test.
She's going to break up with you, but then she felt that bed.
Yeah, and she's like, okay, we'll give this another year. My Brooklyn and sheets are the most comfortable sheets I've slept on, and they're towels. You can wash them with other stuff. That's a big selling point.
I'm in. I already...
Their towels have turned my bathroom into a spa. I couldn't recommend them more for friends, family, or treating myself to the upgrade that I deserve. What's the upgrade you deserve also? Okay? Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just to you. Get 10% off and free shipping.
That's the best.
When you use promo code POUND at Brooklinen.com.
Pound for Pound Town.
You know that. Brooklinen, be the president of your own Pound Town. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets comfort. I'm the mayor. I'm the president. I'm not just a client. So confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 10% off and free shipping is to use promo code POUND at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code POUND. Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever.
By the way, going back for a second, Julia wrote in, Eric Bergstrom has a joke. If I've learned anything about Times Square, it's that Hello Kitty is not a man to be trifled with.
That's right. That's very funny.
Absolutely right. Here's a story. An Ohio mom accidentally shot her teenage daughter when the girl surprised her by coming home early from college.
Second Amendment.
I'm a fan of this. Don't be surprising your parents.
Don't surprise anyone.
Knock on the door. You don't still live here. I don't know why you got a key. Me and my dad, or me and, you know, your parents had sex. They made you. They might do it again. Why do you think you could just walk in your parents' house?
It is uncomfortable. When I moved out, I rang the doorbell of my parents' place when I came back for the first time. And they were like, the fuck is happening? Like, I'm respecting your home.
Right.
They're like, no, that's not. You live here. I'm like, I really don't.
Yeah. Hannah Jones, 18, says she, quote, ran through the door with excitement to surprise her family. Instead, it terrified her mom, Renee Jones, who assumed she was an intruder. As I ran through the door, she was in fear for her life and shot me. I crouched down and let out two screams. She recalled her boyfriend hearing the screams and racing to call 911. The boyfriend told the dispatcher that Jones was bleeding, quote, pretty bad. My girlfriend just came home from college and her mom didn't know. Like, honestly, she accidentally shot her, he said. Showing off her injuries and x-rays, Jones says her right elbow was broken in three places by the shooting, which left her with eight screws and three plates in her arm following surgery.
What a bad shot, Mom.
It truly has been a crazy few days. Yeah, it really has. It really has, Jones.
It is bananas around here.
But I am beyond thankful to still be on this earth today. I sure am lucky to still be here. It still baffles my mind to know that I could be dead. But thankfully, I had an angel looking over me that night. That's one way to look at it.
Yeah, just not a parent.
Right. How about an angel hides the gun for a second?
What time did she come home? Like, because I feel like if this is middle of the day,
and it you sounds like
ran
it.
In, I feel like people would just be like, who's in my house? As opposed to go get the gun.
Yeah.
And let me shoot whoever is coming into the house. You know what I mean? Because if it's 2 in the morning, then I'm like, okay, you kind of had it coming.
You shoot the girl, you shoot your daughter, and then you go, of course. Makes so much sense it'd be you.
What are you doing, Emily?
I figured it would be you. The local police chief, John Norman, he says the mom did have a concealed carry permit. She had a gun readily available, and she fired a round at someone coming through the door.
That is fast. How quick? How slowly does
it's like she was waiting.
Do they turn the key in that place?
The police chief says, quote, if you realize someone has a gun for protection, and they're not expecting you, announce yourself when you enter the home.
Oh, that's good gun safety.
Or even if you're getting up to get a drink of water in the middle of the night.
What?
He deals with a lot of crazy people. He's like, just go, hey, it's sorry to wake you guys up. It's me, your son.
I'm going to water.
I'm going to get a glass of water.
Anyone want?
Anyone?
You know, I guess I didn't really think of that.
And then when you come back, go, me again.
Yeah.
I have your water.
Yeah.
I guess he's right.
I'm going to pour it under the door.
Yeah. If you hear noises, you have to consider it's a kid or something.
Right.
Or I don't know. What about the people who it's their spouse and it's like, did you not notice no one's next to the bed with you?
Yeah.
Like you're panicking and
right.
Where could they be?
Yeah. It's like, they're probably coming back.
Maybe it's them. Maybe.
I'm going to shoot, but what if it's not?
Maybe shoot one in the air, maybe just to scare them, and then go, okay, I don't know.
But also, how about like not a real gun? Because if there is an intruder, isn't there something else that can take someone down without actually shooting them?
A baseball bat.
That's too close. I'm not taking a baseball bat to someone because I'm not strong enough, you know, and you get close and they could just like hold your bat as you swing. Yeah. That's. But isn't there something you can shoot like...
An arrow.
If you
just hold on. Let me just fucking... I don't know. What else?
Like even
maybe a BB gun? Maybe?
Even a paintball gun.
A paintball gun will hurt. Yeah, like, that hurts.
It hurts, but I guess if you have bad intent, you can move through that pain.
In like, a close range, though, those things fucking hurt.
They hurt a lot.
When she runs into the store, the daughter, and then back to the car, as she's opening the door, does she go, it's me, it's me.
Forever. It's me.
For the rest of my life, yeah. I'd be like.
And the mom's mad, like, come on, I know it's you.
Okay. I know, I'm not going to do that again. I'm not going to shoot you again.
But also, you know, her daughter's like sitting on the couch going like, I need water.
Right.
Can't get it because my arm. So yeah. I guess, mom, you busy? Busy? Are you shooting someone or not busy?
She visits the daughter in the hospital and then nurses pass by and be like, oh, what happened? Mom.
Yeah, her mom must be a good shot because that's like.
It hit an elbow.
It hit an elbow. And to be able to grab it that quick and actually hit someone who's moving, she's not like, like I don't know how it happened, but I assume you're coming through the door.
How much is she moving though? And that's so, it's not a chaotic moment. Well, no, it is because you think someone's breaking
she's
into your house.
She's chaotic, but the girl coming in is not, it's not chaotic.
She's a quick shot.
Yeah, that's pretty like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and then already pulling the trigger without seeing who it, you're just pulling the trigger.
Also, you're hanging out in your living room then, right? Because you open the door to like living room, kitchen, something like that.
So, I would assume so.
So is it like behind the couch, underneath the cushion?
She's got it like, she's got a Glock just sitting behind her belt.
She's got like, pulls it out. She's got it on her?
It could be a UPS man going a little too far.
A little aggressive with his packages.
It could be anybody.
What time of day was it?
I live on the first floor. I had somebody... opened my door thinking like I was the super or something like this. He just opened the door and then realized.
Well, he's wrong.
But like, okay, but it happens.
Can I say this? If you're that scared of a possible intruder, couldn't you just get a dog where they bark? Because my dog, when anyone in the fucking building, he will bark when they come inside.
Oh,
he barks once or twice.
You.
Yeah, he's a little annoying, but like he barks, which alerts you. So wouldn't you, if you were that scared, I feel like, maybe just get a dog. So then,
I love that we're coming up to alternatives to shooting.
I know,
your
than
kid.
Shooting your daughter.
Yeah. Hey, you know what you could have done? Not shoot your daughter.
Yeah.
That ends your parenting advice, right?
Forever. That's it. I never say another word. I never ask her a question. I'm like, no. The last time you shot me, so we're done.
Oh my god, right. That is a quick shot.
That's quick.
Right.
Yeah. That's scary.
I met your friend from high school. He's doing so well in college. Maybe if you, mom, you shot.
Mom, you shot me.
Yeah. Did his mom shoot him? My mom shot me. Brian, follow online, Twitter and Instagram. I am Brian McKenna.
That is true.
McKenna. And the website is brianmckenna.com. BRYANmckenna.com.
Thank you.
All right. Yes. Always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me. I feel like this went by fast.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, you didn't have to like go hide in a room or anything.
No,
yeah.
I wanted to, but but I didn't. I stuck it out.
Don't forget, you can find the dad emails at keithandthegirl.com/dad. It explains itself if you're curious what we're talking about. And the banner on the website leads right to the autobiography, which now is 20% off instantly.
And this is all going to change pretty soon. Ooh,
he's going to find out. All right, we'll talk to you soon. keithandthegirl.com.